Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a cyclist lived to tell his tale after a bear attacked him while he was riding alone in Cantwell, Alaska.
Oh, my God.
Troopers said they were notified of the incident last Tuesday. The victim said that he was riding his bike when he spotted a large brown bear about 10 to 15 yards away sprinting towards him.
To your left.
He told the troopers that he jumped off his bike and began yelling at the bear.
What?
Before the bear made contact, the victim laid on the ground and covered his head, possibly kicking the bear in the process.
Ow!
The bear then bit his leg below the knee.
Jerk off.
The bear made one contact and one bite and then immediately retreated to the vegetation the same way it had approached. So it was like, boom, in and out. The cyclist.
That's very lucky.
Oh, totally. He called a friend for a ride and sought medical attention for puncture wounds and a cut. The victim believes that the bear was alone and approximates the bear weighs around 500 pounds.
God almighty, could you imagine that?
Trooper said the man was carrying a firearm but did not fire it.
That's why you always have to put baseball cards in your spokes, Preston.
So they hear you coming.
Scares them away.
Now, I have another story. An uninvited guest was caught on camera at a wedding in Mexico recently. Angie Deesa had posted footage to TikTok where she wrote, a bear had shown up at her cousin's wedding.
Hi, how are you?
In Chipinque National Park in Nuevo León, Mexico.
I'm with the groom's family.
The post was captioned, he just wanted some food.
Yes. Did you see how relaxed they were?
I didn't see the video.
They just kind of sit there. The bear goes from table to table and then leaves, and nobody really reacts.
It was electric.
Eventually, the bear decides to wander off and gets off of the table. The bear put its paws on the front table at the wedding reception and knocked over a few chairs as it left. The video went viral, and in a follow-up video, Deesa explains that the baby bear had been spotted near the area of the reception earlier in the weekend. As most of the guests were aware that wildlife was in the area, they were able to remain calm when the bear showed up at the reception. I didn't even know that bears were
in Mexico. Neither did I.
But nonetheless, it showed up at the wedding and had a good time. A man in the city of Blue Ash, Ohio, reportedly took drastic measures after becoming frustrated with his son's guitar playing. 79-year-old Fred Hensley Sr. has been charged with felonious assault and domestic violence after allegedly shooting his adult son, 50-year-old Fred Hensley Jr.
I gave my love a cherry.
The former had become angry because his son...
Sorry.
Had been playing the guitar for too long. The weapon used in the shooting was a .38.
God!
Hensley Sr. reportedly told authorities that in the alleged shooting, he had been aiming to hit his son's guitar, not his actual body.
Well, when you're holding the guitar, you're holding it your waist.
Yeah, nonetheless, Hensley Jr. is said to have been shot in the side of his stomach. Now, after the alleged shooting, the father reportedly called the authorities. However, while first responders were making their way to the scene, the father-son conflict reportedly escalated as they waited. Hensley Jr. assaulted his father, and the two proceeded to fight.
So the dude who was shot starts beating up the dad.
Exactly. When police found the duo, not only was the younger Hensley wounded, his father had also sustained facial injuries in the reported scuffle. However, police reported that Hensley Jr. said that he didn't remember hitting or assaulting his dad. At the scene, officers found the gun and a spent shell casing. Additionally, they located the guitar, which had apparent bullet holes in it. The son was taken to receive medical attention for the gunshot wound. He does not face any criminal charges for his role in the alleged incident. Hensley Sr. was also brought to the hospital for his facial injuries, but was soon taken to the county justice center on assault charges. Yeah.
I was aiming for the guitar.
All right, one last story, and this is a follow-up. Felony theft charges against a homeless Pennsylvania man who underpaid for a bottle of Mountain Dew by 43 cents have been dropped.
Thankfully.
Yeah, prosecutors in Perry County dropped the charges after against Joseph Sobolewski and downgraded another charge. So he had reportedly went into an Exxon. I'd report on this a couple weeks ago. He saw a sign advertising two 20-ounce Mountain Dew bottles for $3. He took one bottle, slapped $2 on the counter for what he thought was a $1.50 soda, and then he walked out, not realizing the discount did not apply to a single bottle. The bottle cost $2.29, including tax. He owned the store 43 cents. The store employee told Sobolevsky that he had not paid the full value of the soda, but he drove away. She then called state police, who found and arrested him on a felony charge. A judge ordered him on a $50,000 cash-only bond. He was held for 7 days before his public defender successfully argued for his release. Sobolevsky had started a GoFundMe campaign to raise funds to fight for the legal charges. He said, my wife and I are currently homeless. My wife is a diabetic. I take any and all odd jobs that come my way. But I'm overwhelmed at the support that I've received from so many from all over the country. He had twice in the past, 10 years, been charged with theft, once for not paying for a tank of gas, and another time for stealing $39.99 pair of shoes from a Kmart.
So low-level stuff.
And under Pennsylvania's three strikes law, a third theft charge must be a felony regardless of the amount of the value involved. He faced up to 7 years in jail for that. Wow. But his lawyer pled the case, got him off, so I think that's fair.
Well, he put down money.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying.
He just thought he was paying actually more than it was going to cost.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Here's a messed up story. Jamaican cult leader Kevin Smith, believe it or not, is his name.
Unfortunate.
Who has been in custody since last Sunday after two of his followers were killed in a human sacrifice ritual.
That's not good.
Died in a car crash. The accident took place on Monday morning while police were transporting Smith from Montego Bay to Kingston, where he was set to be formally charged in connection with the murders.
So he performed human sacrifices, and he dies in a car crash.
Yes. Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay told the Daily Beast that they were taking him to Kingston to be formally charged. It was an accident, and all four people in the vehicle received serious injuries.
Was this a bitch? You're trying to do everything right.
Two died, a police constable and Mr. Smith, and the other two police officers are in critical condition. Mm. As head of his Pathways International Kingdom Restoration Ministries, Smith was arrested after police swooped down on his church in Montego Bay. In response to a report that a human sacrifice was taking place in the church where more than 100 followers had gathered dressed in white robes. According to survivors, the ritual involved senior members of the church stabbing and slashing several congregants.
Jesus.
Who were told that they'd be embarking on a heavenly journey. Two of the church...
I don't want to do that.
Two of the church members were killed over the course of the ritual, and one was killed during the police raid on the property. On the day of the gruesome ordeal, Smith had posted to Facebook asking his congregants to leave their cell phones at home before heading to the church, warning them of an incoming flood. One of the members had reportedly snuck a phone in and called police after witnessing the horror of another congregant getting killed.
Dear God.
Milton Brutal. Ricketts, another source who knew Smith well, said that the troubling activities at Smith's church had been going on for years. He said the people have been brainwashed, including the children, and they've been taught things which are unscriptural, and that they have suffered damage in their souls. Apparently, Smith would demand his followers to take a knee when addressing him, asking them to refer to him as Crown Bishop at all times.
But you know, Preston, they have great beaches there.
Well, you have to think about the pros and cons, right? I thought this was cute. A set of parents in the UK wanted to surprise their son, Carter, who has ADHD, for his birthday. He told them he wanted to meet the iconic horror character Jason Voorhees, the serial killer, of course, from the Nightmare on
Friday the
13th films. It says Halloween films.
But stupid.
Carter was thrilled to find Jason waiting for him outside the school's gates recently, and Jason held his hand to walk him home.
I love seeing that. Somebody did a video with a kid being surprised by Michael Myers.
It was great.
And the kid sticks his arms out for a hug. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Beautiful, yeah.
His parents had local makeup and special effects expert Tony Gartland take on the role for him.
You know what I mean? Jason Voorhees, it is.
An enterprising woman on TikTok has left viewers left them shocked after showcasing butter that she made from her own breast milk. A clip of the Dairy Queen's Made from Scratch bread spread captioned, "My crowning achievement," currently boasts 1.2 million views on the platform. She said, "I've done it. I've made butter out of my breast milk." She's a mom. Her name is Laura Hall. And then she pans to part of the creamy condiment inside a bag and says, "I don't know if I've ever been more proud. There's my butter, my butter, my utter butter."
Utter butter. Would you even...
God, no.
We tasted breast milk live on the show, and that you almost went out for that.
In subsequent tutorial clips, the mom demonstrates how she manufactures her margarine by leaving a jar of freshly pumped breast milk out until the fat separates and the cream ascends to the top, then skims off the cream and churns it with an electric whisk before finally straining the solids into a pat.
Have you ever had D cheese, Preston?
I've heard of it, but no, I've never had it. So there have been mixed reviews within her household, per another video showing her taste testing the topping with her husband. While her soulmate claimed that he'd happily have his wife's butter on toast, Hall wasn't so high on her own supply. She said, "To me, it tastes like, you know, when you burp and it kind of tastes like throw up back
there."
Yeah,
that's not a good sell.
Yeah, her utter butter also divided viewers online. So
how about just, buy butter?
And we're doing a quick one. One last story. Some people love the number 5. And the North Carolina Education Lottery said 10,726 tickets became winners when the Carolina Pick 3 drawing came up with the numbers 555.
Wow.
Lottery officials
10,000
say the Tuesday evening drawing had the triple five result, earning $250 for players who purchased 50-cent tickets and $500 for players who purchased the $1 ticket. Collectively, the players won about $4.3 million in prize money from the drawing.
I'm in a very rare group, just one of 10,000.
But over 10,000 people picked 3 fives. And there you go, your Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.